The conspiracy of the insignificant
are on the air.
And now stand by for adventure. 3, 2, 1. In the exciting story of the Lunar Luger.
Now, some of you are very puzzled at this point, and others of you heard that, and somewhere in the back of your mind, that a little needle vibrated or something. Back when I was a kid, there was this show. If you got up really, really early in the morning before everybody else did, and you put on the TV at, say, 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning, after Agriculture USA, of course, you would get to see Colonel Bleep cartoons and Dodo the Kid from Outer Space, but we're talking about Colonel Bleep. That's right. For years, I remembered this show and told people about it, and nobody remembered it. People who grew up at the same time I did, who apparently slept in, it wasn't a real popular show. It was about this little spaceman. It was, according to Wikipedia, if we go over here to the Wikipedia page, it was allegedly the first color cartoon ever made for television, created by Robert D. Buchanan. They produced altogether 105 five-minute episodes, and according to this, slightly fewer than half are known to survive today. In 1965 was about probably when I saw this. It has not been shown on TV in the United States since the early 70s. Two video cassettes from the series were released in 1993. And if you watch the few clips that are on YouTube, I'll give you a link to one of them in the show description. For sure, there is an influence to the Ren and Stimpy, John Crick Falugi explosion of the 1990s in these cartoons. The sound effects are just so cool, electronic 1960s kitscherama. Great, great stuff. I'm pretty sure by now, let's see. Is there a DVD? Yes, Alpha Video released a DVD in 2005, so it is out there somewhere, aside from the clips that you'll find on YouTube. And the villain, the usual nemesis, was Dr. Destructo. That's right, Dr. Destructo. Oh man, what a great name. And if anybody else has any interesting memories of Colonel Bleep, please do share them. And of course, in case you didn't realize, this is PQ River, and this is The Conspiracy of the Insignificant, and this is a tribute to our overnightscape underground influence, mentor and hero, Gene Shepherd.
Could you please give me a little really thunderous music? Man, behead 17, sure rat. Uses heads for Christmas tree ornaments.
Gee, that was very good. Did you hear that last part there?
These are people who attempt to deal with the realities of the world and who feel a sense of responsibility for what's happening.
There's no kidding around about it.
Men are genuinely directed towards the whoopee world. The whoopee world. This continued for at least 4 hours.
I think there has been a gradual decline of this in our time. Does that make any sense to you? It's fantastic. The way it really is.
Man, behead 17, sure rat. Uses heads for Christmas tree ornaments.
Gee, that was very good. Did you hear that last part there?
These are people who attempt to deal with the realities of the world and who feel a sense of responsibility for what's happening.
Men are genuinely directed towards the whoopee world. The whoopee world.
Oh yeah, you having fun yet? I'm sure you are, and there's more coming after this.
Once upon a time there was an engineer. Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear. He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used
over Nightscape Underground
to make his train run.
Charlie says, well, my...
Over Nightscape...
Charlie says, really rings the bell? Charlie says...
Over Nightscape.
Don't know any other
broadcast
that I love so well.
The fun just simply never stops around here. And the fellow who made those cartoons, a gentleman, we forgot his name already, Robert Buchanan? Robert D. Buchanan. Then did a co-production. I think I may remember seeing these. This is just like the Mighty Mr. Titan. Exercise cartoons. Healthy boys and girls.
Hello, team, and a Titan salute to the astronauts of America and the cosmonauts of the Soviet Union. These daring men and women are proof positive of the importance of a healthy body.
Man. Yeah, that's something else you're going to have to just trundle your own eyeballs over to YouTube to see, to believe, the Mighty Mr. Titan. And apparently, it's also available from Something Weird Video. Oh, goody, goody. There's always more cool popular culture left in the world than I could possibly absorb, and this makes me happy. And getting back, I'm back in 1953, December 1953, and the ads in the front of this same issue of Popular Mechanics we were looking at yesterday. Oh boy, there's stuff here. International correspondence schools, news from Science About Your Hair, the new Vitalis hair tonic with V7 out. Dates, messy oils. I can't even imagine. If you've seen a picture of me, what my hair would be like with pomade, I would have the pompadour of the century. That should be an ad in here, the pompadour of the century. Let's see. I will train you at home in spare time to be a radio television technician. Oh, man. Mail today, tested way to better pay. Oh, yes. Picture yourself going places. Oh, inventors. If you believe you have an invention, you better get to McMorrow, Berman, and Davidson, registered patent attorneys, and shice. Oh, thousands now play who never thought they could. These men are getting practical training in television radio on real television sets, radio receivers, FM frequency modulation. And of course the ads for the Rosicrucians. You got a picture of Ben Franklin. What secret power did this man possess? The key to power. Life is law and never luck. The key to power people of Los Angeles. You can still write to them. Learn to mount birds, tan skins, make up furs. Get into automotive, diesel, and allied mechanics. Ruptured? Get relief the proven way. Secrets of ventriloquism now revealed. Yet another guy. Oh, he looks very serious. He'll train you at home in your spare hours for big pay job, your own business. Exceptional opportunity in radio and television. Radio and television were the big thing in 1953. This magazine is a joy and a comfort to me. And hopefully to you, because it helps us fill up yet another exciting episode of Conspiracy of the Insignificant, the universe's greatest 10-minute broadcast, brought to you by the Overnightscape Underground, us folks here in the Rubber Room Entertainment Labs. I'm PQ Ribber. Thanks for listening. Tune in again real soon.